So I want to talk to you this morning about belong. Everyone hear me? Belong. So we have a pathway in our church, Connect, Belong, Grow, Build. And I want to entwine what's behind us here, or you're looking at it, love God, each other, the community as well in this. This morning, I want to start this way because I think it's important to give a bit of context for what I'm speaking about this week and next week. I made a decision for Christ when I was 11 years old. I'm not sure I've ever spoken about this part of it, so I want to do my best this morning just to share a little bit about this. It wasn't in a modern church like ours. Was a traditional church, and my family had not been to church before whilst we'd been in Australia. I came out from England when I was 6 months old, and so I've lived in Australia all my life, but up until that point in time, my mum and dad have told me that we'd never been to church. And the people I grew up with in that original church were good friends with my mum and dad, and I became close to their children of a similar age. We played basketball together every Saturday. We were the undefeated team, in fact. We were physical, to say the least. I think that helped us. But anyway, that's beside the point. No, but Dad would pile us into his mini minor. He worked for Grace Brothers Removals. And sometimes there'd be the whole team, 10 of us, with all the subs, in his mini minor, and we drove to Claremont Showgrounds for the matches. On a Saturday morning, where it was a Christian competition, and we all played against all the other churches that were involved in this competition. I think we were undefeated for like years. We felt so good. But anyway, things started to change when we became teenagers, my friends and families that we were connected with. And, you know, many of my friends became attracted to the opposite sex. I did too. I'm normal. And because of our own independence, and, you know, we got licenses and all that, friends did not stay in that church. And they had different lives, busy lives, and they had work and various things happen, and so we kind of disconnect. Why did I stay a Christian is the question I want to give you this morning. Amazing what you can think about when you're on holidays surfing and think various things. Why did I stay a Christian? Why do I continue to belong to God when those around me did not? Because I think this is where we need to be as a church. Two reasons. My relationship with God was personal and real to me. It wasn't based on somebody else's relationship. It wasn't based on my friends. I knew God was real for me. Secondly, another great young man. In fact, it won't matter. In fact, it'd probably do him good. He's living in Queensland now. It was Ashley Holcren, who's Darren Holcren's, some of you will know. Great young man at the time. He's a few years older than me. But he would pick me up in his old Corolla. I'll never forget it. Would hardly go. But we'd go everywhere together. Especially for the first year where we shifted from that traditional church, when I had no friends anymore and we felt like there must be more in God. And we came to a church very much like this, which was Hepburn Heights. With Seth and Karen are here this morning, part of Hepburn Heights. Let's give them a warm welcome this morning. And young Boaz is having a great time, I'm sure, next door. And great to have you with us this morning, buddy. It's a joy. And second reason, what I was saying, is because, well, they were there for me. This guy was there for me. He became a friend of mine. didn't matter what we were doing, I'd get a phone call or I'd ring, and there was three or four different people, and we'd hang out. How important is it that we hang out as Christians together? We've got to make this a priority. Young people, you've got to make this a priority. You've got to hang. You must hang together to make the journey long term. We've got to hang out too, I think, with others in Christian circles in C3, especially the younger generation, because I think because of, you know, we don't have as many, we've got to make things work for us. And I know Jordan wants that. So Matthew 22, 37, 39 says this. You shall love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So first I want to say this. Belong to God. Church, there's nothing new here. There's nothing new under the sun, as Ecclesiastes talks about. Belong to God. For yourself. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind. One of the reasons I stayed connected to God and His house, even though my friendship base changed, was because I knew that God already accepted me for who I was. And let me tell you, I was no angel. I was far from it. But I tell you what, I knew that God accepted me no matter what. That is the best foundation you can ever have, because when you muck up, the devil will try and take you out and think that it's not worth it. The best thing you can do is get around others and it doesn't matter, and they accept you because God loves you. And if they don't accept you, then we've got some work to do. Yeah? See, if we don't get this point, that we really do belong to God, you may gain the most satisfaction from your work performance. And I'm not saying that we don't work, I'm not saying, but we may find that we get more satisfaction because it's something where we know that we can perform in and we can put it above. God wants us what? Love God. Always come back to loving God. Second, you may find a comparison with different values. You may find a companion with different values and beliefs, more than likely, if you don't belong to God first. And from my experience, it never works out that well long term. Thirdly, you may find a partner and find yourself slipping away from the will of God for your life, because simply you haven't accepted that God loves you for who you are. And when you know you're accepted by God just the way you are, you know what? We're all quirky. We're all unusual. We all have our different ways, but God loves us. Number one, God cares. I'm not going to be able to stand up, am I? Just sort of do what I... It's kind of good. You're listening intently. Will you be yourself and take the pressure off and just allow God to be God in your life? Don't compare. Just allow God to rule in your life. I will never be a very good IT person. That is definite. If something goes wrong, I try and push a button. And anyway, let's just not go there. We make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes through our life. We're going to make mistakes as mature people. We wonder how we do, if you're anything like me. Do you not? Wonder why we still make some of the same mistakes. But God still loves us. God still cares about us. We still belong to Him. He's an amazing God. Jesus was welcomed by Martha into her home, where her sister Mary was also present. Martha wanted to make sure the dinner was being done perfectly, She was fussing over every detail, and in the process was getting extremely annoyed that her sister was not helping her do any of the work. Rather, what was Mary doing? Basically just looking after Jesus. It says sitting at Jesus' feet, but I'm guessing she was hanging out with Jesus. Don't leave Jesus in another room. He's the Son of God. He wants us to belong to him. Let me explain this a little bit more as we go along. Mary was with Jesus, the guest of the house. She was attentive to what he was talking to her about whilst Martha got on with the task at hand. You don't go to someone's house for dinner and be left alone for the best part of an hour. Now, this has actually happened to me. It's the most uncomfortable thing. I've been invited over to someone's house and my goodness, it just wasn't working. So we ended up having to leave. You know, when you're invited as a guest, and when you're a guest, when you belong to Jesus, the most important thing you can do is stay hanging with him. When you come into God's house, you don't remove yourself from God, you engage with him. Church, let me say it again. When you come into God's house, you don't remove yourself from God. You don't. It's not just about, I've just got to do this task and I've got to do that task. Yes, there's still tasks to do, but we first and foremost worship and belong to the Son of the living God, the Son of Man who died for you and me. We worship him with all we've got. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and members of the household of God. Ephesians 2:19. We are members of the household of God first. Now, this is an interesting point for some of you. For all of us, in fact. What am I saying? How easy is it to forget that we're members of the house of God first? If we're honest. We're members of what? The house of God first. We're members of his house. We've got jobs, we've got other things, we've got work, we've got things we've got to do, we've got school, there's all sorts of things. We've got university, whatever situation you're in. You're a pensioner, you've still got situations that are quite close to your heart. Everyone has stuff. But we're members of God's household first. God has put this multi-generational, multicultural church because God has ordained it. God has made it possible. What an incredible thing. Isn't it great? What a wonderful thing it is. I don't think I'll be doing this for a little while, but Jared and I, we've been surfing quite a lot together the last three weeks or so. And Marcel and I had a great surf, actually, up at Lancelot, and my son, which was good, before I went down to Margaret River on holidays. But Aunt Jara and I wash our wetsuits out, and we hang them on a coat hanger. And basically, most of the time, it's just easier. We've got a clothesline inside our house, and we leave them there till the next surf. And not inside the house, that's silly, in the garage. And it was sensational that Martha invited Jesus into her home, and I'll come back to the hang coding. But she should not have left him hanging. And we too easily can be distracted like Martha, as it were, put Jesus out of the way up on a coat hanger somewhere, knowing it's the right thing to believe in him, but simply on our own terms, I'll grab him off the line when I need him. This year as a church community, let's enjoy God through everything we need to do, everything we do, but let's not remove him because it's too hard or think that we'll grab him later. Verse says she had a sister called Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary knew what it was to belong to God, and she was determined to keep her priority the right way round. Church, what's first? Come on, call it out to me. We belong to, first of all, we what? Belong to God. I grew up with a childhood girlfriend. And this was when I'm 11 or 12, not girlfriend. Get the distinction there. And we'd hang out together on weekends quite a lot. And we'd have a great time. She's quite a tomboy. And many years later, the insurance company I worked, this is a long time later, insurance company that I worked for had a Christmas function in the city, and we went to this hotel, and I caught up with this old friend, happened to meet her there. And I was so glad to see her because I hadn't seen her for quite a long time. But it was obvious that she'd moved on with her life. In fact, she didn't even really want to recognize me. And it was not... the relationship was obviously not what it once was. She had lost her... it seemed like she had lost some of her innocence and was desperately trying to find acceptance from the men that she was hanging out with. Life is much simpler when you know that you belong to God. You don't have to be accepted by anybody else. Now, you will be because you've got church. How cool is that? Come on, seriously. I know I used to work in the workforce. I know how hard it can be. I know what it's like in that world. I am adopted by God. How nice is it to say that to yourself every now and then? I am adopted by God. I am adopted by God. He accepts me just how I am. And I don't need to fear that is ever going to change. I'm accepted. God loves me. I belong to God. Romans 8:16 says this, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." We know we belong. Secondly, belong by being a friend. I mentioned my friend Ashley Holcomb, who's actually running a church now in Gold Coast with his wife. Our society expects that we do certain things, and those things make us what we are. We measure our success by what we can achieve. Achievement in itself is not wrong. It's helpful for our lives to push through on certain things and get into university or finish your year 11 and 12 or just do a test well, whatever. I'm not saying any of that. But I want to give you this verse. "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what a master is doing, but I have called you" what? "Friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." There is a transition to be made from slave to friend. A slave operates out of fear. A friend operates out of love. And we must come to the point in our lives of trusting God for who he is and for the freedom that he loves us just the way we are. We can, and we're at our best, are we not, when there's a freedom in our spirit. Jesus said to Martha, "You are troubled and worried about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Peace is not going to be found through the doing, it is through finding space with God and rest in him. Performance overemphasizes obedience and emphasizes friendship. We're friends with God first. We're friends with God first, church. And this is why Jesus responded to Martha with, "Mary has chosen better." It was was not that Martha was wrong. Rather, it was Mary's reliance on being led by the Holy Spirit that was going to be better in the long term. We cannot always be at our optimum. Can't always be in our sweet spot. Life has too many curveballs for that to be possible. I actually thought, I've been watching a bit of the tennis. Who's been enjoying the tennis? Is anyone like me, likes the tennis? I actually thought Varenka actually was going to win that match against Djokovic the other night. And I thought he just really did, and I thought Djokovic was fantastic in saying it could have gone either way. Those of you who didn't watch it. Djokovic is world number one. Here he is. Varenka's not really list like he's up there, but he's not that close. We can know his love and friendship when things are not going to plan. You hear what I'm saying here? Life always doesn't work to the plan. But we still know we're loved by God. We still know it's all good. It's going to be okay. We still got our trust in God, not in some of those things that we want to do. What a huge distinction. So Jesus wants us to be friends. Friends with him and friends with his family. His unchanging plan, I'll give you the scripture, Ephesians 1:5. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ, and this gave him great pleasure. You discover your role in life through your relationship with others. You don't find your role in life just by isolating or by trying to do things alone. God invented this thing called church for a reason, so that we can love one another, help one another, do life the best we possibly can, and support one another when things aren't going so well. Things aren't going to go so well for all of us at times. But we need each other. If you're next to your wife or husband or a friend, just say, I need you. Romans 12:5, each of us has a different work to do, and since we are all one body in Christ, look at this, we what? Belong to each other. And each of us needs all the others. Don't think you can do any part of your life without the advice and opinions of others, particularly if you say you're a Christian. If you say you're a Christian, you need the advice of others. You need other people around you. No, God does not seek his own. Love does not seek its own. And if we do not seek our own, then we must be like Jesus and seek out relationships wherever we can. Patrick Lencioni has written a book titled The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And within the book, there is a story of a company which was about to go public, but they were having some internal management issues. So here they are, the number one in their field, but they've got this big issue, and they did actually go public. But because of these internal management issues, they dropped to somewhere in the middle of their field. And the main reason for their smaller market share was because each team wanted to function independently of the whole. So if church is our company, just for a moment, it's more than that, it's a living organism, but just for a moment, if each of us or groups of us wishes to function separately from the whole, what will happen? His church will have less impact, less market share, it will be less healthy. We're all trying to do different things. So together, we belong to God, yeah? Together, we have friends, and we make friends wherever possible with those inside and outside the church, which I'm going to get to. And if I don't get to all of it today, I'll get to it next week. We must find ways to get on board rather than pull down or do our own thing. We must work with the other teams, not against them. We must see just how important every single role in church life is. We're not merely waiting to go to heaven. We have work to do on earth. Too often, people become a reservoir of blessing. Are you hearing me this morning? We can become a reservoir of blessing, not a river of blessing. Which one I want to be this year in 2013? Let's be a river of blessing together. Let's belong to God. And let's befriend one another. You know what? I think I'm going to leave the third section on being driven by love. I want to talk about Alpha. I want to talk about some of the things that we're doing. I'll talk about some of those things next week. But I do want to talk about the Friday night service. If we're going to belong and we're going to help one another, let's get on board and ask. If you're not involved in a serving role or you've got Friday night free, look, it's only once a month to start with. You know, it may stay once a month it's going to stay once a month for the first six. 8th of February. Come on. Let's see what we can do to build this church together. Yeah? What an opportunity. What an opportunity for the young people to rise and shine. What an opportunity for other people to get involved in this, in building the house of God. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Father, today. Father, today. Lord, I pray that we would take your word for what it is and that we would belong to you. That we would be accepted by you and know we're accepted. And Father, help us too to be friends. Like my friend Ashley from years ago became a friend and helped me to belong. Father, I pray that each of us, Lord, that we would find people that we belong to. Lord, and that we would all connect in a connect group where we can belong as well. Because, Lord, that's your purpose for us as a church. To belong to you, to belong to one another. Father, today, let your anointing fall. Let us pick up on the word of God and be your servants in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. People of God said,